right, so they're coming up with some ways of helping the antibiotics fight back. How are they doing it? Well, the scientists have developed a very simple way of altering antibiotics that could make them much more powerful against infections that are caused by drug-resistant microbes. A simple chemical modification could boost the antibiotics' effectiveness in the fight against microbial resistance. The method made the antibiotic vancomycin much more powerful against two strains of bacteria that had become drug resistant. Ladies and gentlemen, have you picked up on this? The fact that we have battles going on in our bodies, and I do mean that literally. Think about our immune system. The immune system is basically designed to operate on cruise control. In other words, we don't have to consciously think, oh, wait a minute, hold up. Something is in my body. Something living is inside my body trying to make my body sick. I need to have something else in my body that's a part of me to go to war against whatever it is in me that's trying to make my body sick. And then you send out the white blood cells and whatever else is in us that is there to try to beat up on and shut down whatever it is that's trying to make us sick. We don't have to go through that thought process in order to kick our war machine into action. It happens without us thinking about any of that. But then, for those various reasons that I've mentioned, we have stuff going on inside of us. For example, when we won't take our antibiotics as prescribed, or as I mentioned, just as a second example, we're taking antibiotics indirectly through the foods that we eat that have been given antibiotics when we don't need the antibiotics, so that when we do need them, the antibiotics have built up resistance inside of us. They've strengthened themselves while inside of, not the antibiotics, but the stuff that comes against us is getting used to the antibiotics that we are eating in smaller doses. And they're coming up with ways, the enemies of our health are coming up with ways to beat up on the antibiotics when we do take them deliberately as medication. And those little rascals, the bacteria in our bodies, the bad ones, have made themselves stronger so that they can beat up on our immune system and on the antibiotics. Well, these experts, these scientists are coming up with ways to help pump up the power of the antibiotics so that they can turn the tables on the bacteria, the bug, the drug-resistant bacteria that want to beat up on us. They suggest, the researchers suggest, that the simple chemistry involved in modifying the drug can be applied to other antibiotics and even to anti-cancer drugs. Oh, is there reason for us to become hopeful, even optimistic? According to senior study author Dr. Bradley Pentelute, typically, a lot of steps would be needed to get vancomycin in a form that would allow you to attach it to something else. But they don't have to do anything to the drug. He goes on to explain that they mixed the drug with an antimicrobial peptide, and they got what they call a conjugation reaction. He and others at MIT worked on the study with colleagues from Yale University and the biotech company Visterra, which is also in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Antibiotic resistance develops because every time someone uses an antibiotic drug, a small population of naturally resistant microbes survives. We don't kill it all. And resistance spreads not only because the resistant germs predominate, but also because they share their resistance with other microbes. The battle, they go to others and say, hey, look, we want to help you. overcome these enemies of ours. They consider the antibiotics their enemies. And some microbes figure out how to beat up on the antibiotics, and they travel on over to other microbes, enemies of our health, and tell them how to beat up on the microbes. I'm sorry, on the antibiotics. Ganging up on them. Ganging up on the antibiotics. Schooling them. Telling them this is how it's done. Without effective antibiotics, many medical procedures, including cesarean delivery, having our babies delivered out of the belly instead of through the vagina, cesarean delivery, bowel surgery, chemotherapy, joint replacement. Without effective antibiotics, all these could pose such a high risk of infection that they become too dangerous to carry out. Can you imagine a lady being at a point where, for whatever the reason, she cannot have a vaginal delivery and has to have a C-section, a cesarean delivery, and can't because they can't give her the antibiotics that would be effective in preventing infection. So now she is really facing a dilemma. The doctors have determined that the safest way for her to deliver her baby is through C-section. Vaginal delivery will be too risky for any number of reasons. But now the C-section is risky because they don't have antibiotics that are strong enough to fight possible infection. See why we need the antibiotics? Every year in the US of A, antibiotic-resistant germs infect around 2 million people. The germs that are resistant to antibiotics infect approximately 2 million people, and they're responsible for around 23,000 deaths, according to the CDC. Infections due to germs that have become resistant to antibiotics are very difficult to treat. In some cases, they are impossible to treat. Real talk about real life. This is the program where for years we've been bringing you real talk about the real world. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Some of these germs are so resistant to antibiotics that they can't be treated. Alternative treatments tend to cost more and have worse side effects. Here's what I'm saying. It really is in our best interest to be about the business of doing everything in our power to make antibiotics as effective as possible. Now, we're not all scientists, and so we're not all able to experiment with ways to boost the power of our antibiotics. But it is within our power to take antibiotics as prescribed. We need to humble ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. Stop being arrogant and saying, hey, I know what the doctor said, but look, I got this. I feel better now. I don't feel like going through the trouble of taking the rest of these pills, the rest of this fluid, this liquid, whatever the form the antibiotic is in. So I'm stopping now. That's arrogance. That's foolishness. We're making it harder and harder and harder for the doctors to treat us. We're making it harder and harder for the surgeons to protect us from possible infections. So let's help them. They're doing everything in their power to help us. Here's a question to consider. What if, after the experts, the scientists, come up with ways to boost the power of antibiotics, and you know that the microbes, the germs, the bacteria are not going to take that sitting down. They're not going to just say, oh man, they come up with a way to beat us up. Let's just stop fighting. No, no, no. It is not going to happen that way. They are not going to stop fighting. They are our enemies. The microbes, The germs, the bacteria, they are our enemy. They're not going to just give up. They're going to keep fighting. And just like they figured out ways to start beating up on the antibiotics before they were empowered, before they were boosted in strength, they're going to try to find ways to overcome them with the boost. What happens then? If we're still saying, hey, I know the doctor said take this for 10 days. I'm only taking it for 3. I feel better. Forget about those last 7 days. What happens then?